Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, it is Dom time. Welcome in. So thanks so much to people who, aside yesterday, talking to people at various points at Mulligan's, recognize second to none that we keep our eye on everything happening here locally because, yeah, the national stuff, and I want to talk about Pat Toomey this hour, is important. But what goes on here in Philadelphia, and sadly, I think bleeding over into Delaware County at least now after that interview with the DA there, this is where your life is. This is where our stake is. This is where we're not running from this. And some stuff has piled up here with the FOP and with police, one of which is former Eagle LeSean McCoy at a Super Bowl. I guess it's Monday they do the interviews the first week of this week. Wants to retire as an Eagle. Well, what does that mean? It caught my attention because I don't forget about the stuff that happened here with LeSean McCoy and his crew in Philadelphia. Joining us is the president of the FOP Lodge 5 here in Philadelphia, John McNesby on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, John, welcome back.
How you doing, Don?
Very, very well. So when we were at the Trump rally last night, we contacted you. Was that on your mind, too? Did you hear about this McCoy thing?
I did, and I changed the radio station. I hope that the Eagles have better sense than to do that. He wasn't good for the team. He wasn't good for the community. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of people have a lot of different views on that. But, just ask the girl who he left a 20-cent tip to in Old City at the diner or the officers who were savagely beaten on South Street, which quietly went away due to our district attorney who is now in federal prison, or what happened in Buffalo. It's not a coincidence that he's not with Buffalo anymore. There was an incident out there which also got swept under the rug. So this guy's got 9 lives, and I just hope one of them doesn't lead back here to Philly.
Right. And, you know, some of those things, John, the team might overlook them, God knows what. But again, when it comes to the police and how public this incident was with this guy, and it's not a one-off, right. There's a track record. I guess, would you be okay, I was thinking, if they say, LeSean McCoy retired today as an Eagle. I mean, they put out a one-sentence thing versus, I agree with you, they do a day, they glorify this guy given all this. That's the wrong thing to do. You got to be sensitive to what the track record is.
Yeah, it sends the wrong message, and I'm just hoping that they don't do it. You're not talking about a decent, person that's given back to the community has a great outlook on the city, who's returned, return on investment is positive. You don't see him out at schools. You don't see him doing a lot of different things like some of the other athletes in the city. It sends a bad feeling throughout the police department and our people that are out on the street.
Yeah, we're ahead of this, but it'll come up in the very near future. Now, John, we also saw this late yesterday. I don't know why it took a while for the police to release it, but a rape, as we understand it, right in the alleged rape in the center of Love Park, a chase with a guy, falls 25 feet over the concourse, still gets up and evades the SEPTA police. Love Park is one of the most public and 1, 2, or 3 tourist destinations or points of interest in Philadelphia. And it just happened right in the center of it, apparently.
Right. Well, welcome. It's the city that is not safe. I mean, I can tell you that right now. It's a shame that it happened. That the poor victim. It's a tragedy. And in fact, we're in the process right now of putting out a reward for the capture of this guy. For just bring him in today. You don't have to wait for the conviction. You don't have to wait for the appeal. You drag him in today, and I mean drag him in, and you're paid today. So. $5,000. So we're putting that together as we speak, and it's just a shame that there's law-abiding people that live in the city that pay taxes, and we have a hierarchy here that is letting it dismantle, meaning the district attorney. And it's a sad shame, and I think the community's starting to pick up on it.
Well, you would think Love Park. I realize it was 5:30 in the morning, but still, Love Park. The boldness of this, John. And I'm not saying the alleged perpetrator thinks Larry Krasner's DA, But the vibe gets out there. There's a vibe in Philadelphia now that says you can pretty much do anything and you stand a reasonable chance of getting away with it or minimal punishment. That's what's in
the
air.
There's no repercussion out there. We're seeing an increase of gun arrests for immigrants because they know there's nothing's going to happen to them. And it's, you know, you don't mean to laugh, but it's a damn shame. And until we do something, until the community rises up, and we're starting to see it, starting in South Philly this weekend. It's, I think, tomorrow night there's a rally. But there's a lot of things that need to be done. But one of them is, you know, you're not going to attract good people to come to the city of Philadelphia. You're not going to attract business. You're not going to attract people to move in here if they know it's not safe. We have the police department. We have plenty of officers. We have the equipment. We need the support of the community, and we need to do our jobs. Let us do our jobs and keep the bad people behind bars.
Any update, John? I know you're trying to find the appropriate person to get behind, because that's what's necessary to rally behind somebody to be the new DA to run against Larry Krasner. How's that going?
It's, you know, we're doing our part, and I believe there's other people that are doing theirs behind one person. They are speaking to somebody, so you know, it's a little early yet for that person to come out, but when they do, I think it'll be a one-on-one race, and I think there'll be plenty of money behind that candidate to get the message out, and hopefully that the community and the city takes heed, and we can turn this around before we lose it too bad.
John, in South Philly, this rally then, so the people are just rallying because of overall gun violence and everything else. I mean, are they pointing at anything to say, hey, that's what's driving some of this?
They're pointing to the district attorney. They're pointing to Larry Krasner, and rightfully so. So I hope that it spreads throughout the different neighborhoods, and people pick it up and they start to listen and they start to look at really what's happening here. Take a look at the paper. Take a look. Well, not really, because the Inquirer doesn't. They think the guy's a god. But other than that, take a look at some of these cases, some of these people that are repeat offenders just walking right out the back doors of police stations, and support your police. We're doing our end. I mean, Dom, I can't stress that enough. We're doing our end. The other side is not doing theirs.
Absolutely. Hey, John, thanks for jumping on today, as always, to be continued. Thank you.
Appreciate it, man. See you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.